It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardner Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie, and happy May.
A good morning and happy May to you too, Mary.
It's a new month. The temperatures are warmer, grass is growing, weeds are growing, and we have that all-American urge to fire up our lawnmowers. Is there a benefit to embracing the no-mowing trend?
Yes, so no-mow May. You might have heard of that phrase. It actually came from Europe originally, and it's now kind of taking on here in the United States, and the whole idea is to not mow your lawn in May. And this reason for doing this is for the pollinators. So like most lawns, unless you're really a lawn fanatic and you have a completely weed-free lawn, you're going to have lots of wildflowers and weeds coming up in your lawn. And if you don't mow it, they're going to flower, and many of them can be a benefit to the pollinating insects, and May is a really critical time for them. So the idea of it is really great. I love that. I love supporting pollinators. However, there's the practical side of it, which I don't think is has been thought through completely. And so there's some other ways to do this, which I think are better. So first of all, one of the problems with no-mow May is that you have this really tall grass around your house and around your yard. And if you're like where I live, we have a lot of ticks. And so that is something that ticks love, is that tall grass. If you're walking through it, chances are you're getting ticks on your body, and no one likes tick bites, and certainly not the diseases that come with it. The other is that a lot of the flowers that will be blooming in there may not necessarily be the best flowers for pollinators. There are some, like lesser celandine, that are more weedy, don't have a lot of pollen in them. So just because it's a wildflower doesn't mean it's the best flower that a pollinator can use. And of course, the third reason would be, what do you do starting June 1st? Most people will go out there with their lawnmower and mow it all down. And so all of the flowers that the pollinators have gotten used to for a period of time, for this 1 month, are all gone. And so it's a feast or famine kind of thing. What I would suggest instead would be to select an area in your yard, side yard, backyard area, someplace where you don't do a lot of walking through, it doesn't get a lot of traffic, and dedicate that to a pollinator garden or a pollinator area. And you can do it simply. You can just let it grow up and see what you get there as far as pollinator insects. Or you can go in with some cardboard or newspaper, some different layers of materials like chopped leaves and hay and straw and grass clippings, cap it all off with some topsoil or compost, and grow a wildflower bed using annuals, biennials, and perennials. That way you're guaranteed to get some flowers that you know the pollinators like, and you leave that there all season long so that they have it to enjoy, and then maybe late fall, early winter, you can mow it down. So I think that's a good alternative to no mow May.
Okay. Here's a question. This is from Ursula, who's recently moved to Vermont from New Jersey. And Ursula writes, I'm wondering if quince can be a viable shrub or tree here.
Well, yes, Ursula. I'm not sure if you're thinking of quince the tree, which is in the apple family, which certainly can grow here. And that, of course, is the quince that you cook more than you eat raw. Or quince the flowering bush, which is Canomales, which also can grow here. So, in fact, both of them can grow here. That one you grow mostly for the flowers that'll be blooming very soon. And there are a number of local nurseries around that would carry one or both of those, and I would just check locally for you, for your sources for those kinds of trees and shrubs.
This next one from Caitlin, all about what we were just talking about, No Mow May. Caitlin writes, I want to follow No Mow May, including holding off on cleaning up the dead plants from last year that might be housing pollinators, but I'm desperate to work outside on nice days. Is it okay to deadhead plants if I pile them carefully somewhere to continue its habitat? And what can we be doing in the garden this time of year while supporting pollinator life cycles?
Yes, I know. You get a sunny, warm day and you want to get out there and you want to clean everything up. And that's a good instinct to have. But of course, the pollinators may not have all evolved or moved on from overwintering in all that layer that you left in the soil. So I would say, yes, go ahead and do it. And the best thing to do is, if you're going to cut things down, cut them down and use them as mulch around the plants. So leave them in the garden. So if there are any pollinators still left there that are in the stems or in the leaf litter or places like that, they will still be around your garden to help out your plants and will evolve into their adults at some point. So that's what you can do now to really help the pollinators and clean up a little bit.
If you have questions about your garden, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. That's gardening@vermontpublic.org. And you can listen back to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.